you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Yes. worship.
I will do it.
wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Wanna be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where.
people who are called by my name would do just four things: humble yourselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive your sin. I'll heal your land. I'll send cancer back to the pit. I'll cause men and women to run after God with everything that they have. Prayer changes things, you all. When you pray, God answers. When you pray, God answers.
When you pray, God answers. God will answer. When you pray, God will answer.
When you pray.
The Bible says, pray without ceasing. That means that when you pray, things will get better.
Things will get better.
That night, don't just hide in the bed, but talk to the Lord. What do you say, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that you need to keep a praying spirit. But things will get better when you pray. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Oh, I know that it's going to be formed, but the devil won't be able to use it against you. And what God will do, God will cause that enemy that set that trap for you, the trap will end up being just the day. Why? Because it cannot prosper.
While we were swimming and we slept, the death angel hovered around us, but could not touch us.
up something. Because you spoke life and told us to wake up early this morning to see the dawning of a brand new day. Somebody need you right now. Somebody sick in their bodies. Somebody come that the doctors have given them a death sentence. But I know that life and death is in your hand. Jesus, stretch out your healing hand. Stretch out your merciful hand. Stretch out your hand of grace. Do it for us, Lord. We'll be ever mindful to give you the praise. The poor never shall be thine. In Jesus' name. One of them have got to come back. And I believe, God, that he's going to give you the desires of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Keith Frank, the Zydeco Boss. And I want to talk to you about helping stop the spread of the coronavirus. Man, this thing really scares me. So me and my family have been practicing social distancing, washing our hands with soap and water as often as possible, and wearing a face mask or face covering when we do go out. Me and my Swallow Zydeco band would love to be on stage performing right now for everybody, but we have to be smart and we have to be safe. So let's get serious, Louisiana. Let's stop the spread of the coronavirus.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Many times in life, we get caught up in the things that we have, or the things that we may have accomplished. But it's not because we've been so good or we lived so right. But how many know that it was by his grace and mercy that brought us this far? Can you imagine?
What if I had hands and could not touch? What if I had legs and I could not walk? What if I had ears and I could not hear? What if I had eyes, oh, and I could not see? Thank you for the legs you gave so that I may walk. Thank you for the ears to hear you talk to me. You gave me eyes so I could see. I thank you for
your grace and mercy.
Sometimes I sit back and I wonder, what if I had life, but still